WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 45 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Three pedestrians escaped life-threatening injuries after they were struck by a hit-and-run driver early Sunday morning at the west end of the Northgate District. Witnesses told College Station police the group was in or near the crosswalk that leads from westbound University to Welburn Road when they were hit. Online at WTAW.com is the description of the suspect's vehicle and license plate. A missing persons report to College Station Police leads to the discovery of human remains. CSPD sent the remains to a medical examiner to identify the remains and determine the cause of death. The remains were found Saturday morning near Navarro and Welburn. For a college town, those demographics are not reflected when you look at the College Station City Council. That's one of the topics discussed during City Manager Kelly Templin's appearance on our show.
It may not be College Station, but apparently it reflects the electorate.
It does do that.
You know, and the folks decided.
Former Councilman John Nichols returns when the governing body holds their next meeting, which is today instead of Thursday due to Thanksgiving. At least 4 months and at least two delays in the making, developers now have the Bryan City Council's green light to pursue a residential, retail, and office development bordered by Briarcrest, Boonville, and Green Valley. Initial plans for the Trafalgar development were opposed by those living in the adjoining Wheeler Ridge neighborhood, including Councilman Buppy Simic.
20 minutes ago, I was a no. And just by the presentation that I heard, I'll be voting for this.
Changes that were made included land bordering Wheeler Ridge being restricted to single-family homes and or senior-assisted living facilities where the height is limited to two stories. A man from the Texas Hill Country has admitted to sexually assaulting a woman in College Station 4 years ago. 29-year-old Bill Veers III of Spring Branch was sentenced to serve 2 years and register as a sex offender. According to the prosecutor handling the case for the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, the victim, who was 22 at the time of the attack, agreed with the punishment. So did a second woman who accused Veers of an attack at a Texas A&M dorm room in 2013. The second case was dismissed shortly before a jury trial was scheduled, according to the prosecutor, due to insufficient evidence. In a correction to the story about last week's Bryan City Council appointment of a former member to a volunteer board, the reappointment of Art Hughes was to the Brazos Central Appraisal District Board of Directors. The council learned there was more to becoming a member of an appraisal district board from City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada.
The Appraisal District Board of Directors now has a set of criteria in order to qualify to be on that board. It was put into law 2 sessions ago by the state legislature.
After Strada told the council Hughes met the state's criteria, he was unanimously appointed to a second term. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 45 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. Be part of the show. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Around 400 BC, there lived a Greek philosopher named Diogenes. During the day, Diogenes would wander the streets of Athens, carrying a lamp and claiming to be looking for one honest man.
Where is he? Where is the one honest man I can trust?
We have an honest man living right here in Bryan College Station, and his name is Pete. Pete's the owner of Pete's Auto Care at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th in Bryan, right across the street from Blinn College. Whether your car's American, European, Japanese, or from anywhere else, they'll fix it. And Pete's Auto Care is the place you send your wife and daughters because you know they'll be treated fairly.
I've not only found an honest man, I've found an honest mechanic.
And it only took you 2,400 years. Don't you wait 2,400 years. When your car needs service or repair, take it to Pete's Auto Care, corner of Villa Maria and East 29th in Bryan, across from Blinn. Pete's Auto Care.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, health care providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking about endometriosis, the fears we have in our minds, and blood pressure and osteoporosis. Also, 8 workout mistakes you make. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:10. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Checking the weather. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference.
This morning's satellite photo showing just a little bit of patchy cloudiness drifting across the state this morning. I think it ends up being a partly to mostly sunny day around the area. Temperatures anywhere from 65 to 70 degrees. Tonight we're clear to partly cloudy. We're 50 to 55. Tomorrow should be partly sunny, a little bit warmer. High 70 to 75 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night partly cloudy, 50. We'll cool off into Wednesday, sunshine and 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie football got off the schneid on Saturday. Big win at Ole Miss. Coach Kevin Sumlin was pretty happy about it.
No, it's good. You know, anytime you go on the road in the SEC and win, you got to be happy about it, and particularly in the West. So we weren't perfect, but I thought our guys played really hard.
So, Coach, well, I think he was excited. It was just it was a little late. So maybe that might have been why he wasn't exactly as pumped as you might think.
Late in the season?
Late in the season and late at night.
Oh,
so,
okay.
But we'll hear a little bit more from Coach talk about that big win. As well as out on the basketball court, the Aggie guys will be in action this evening, so that's going to be a good one. And some NFL. The Texans finally got a win yesterday. Meanwhile, the Cowboys did not. All that more coming up in sports.
Wow, that's like a perfect weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Aggies win, Texans win, Cowboys lose.
That's perfect for some people.
That's now. And they did that with that scrub quarterback, huh, the Texans?
Tom Savage?
Yeah, that
Okay.
Well, I mean,
yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that's the one.
The scrub.
Yeah, I know. So it's what's the temperature?
45.
Wow.
It's chilly.
Yeah, it is.
Burr.
That's
a little cold.
It'll get back to Texas weather later on this week.
We'll
have a T-shirt Thanksgiving. Cincinnati, a guy stole a bucket truck off the street with a worker still in the bucket.
Ooh, yeah. That's
scary.
We
got a call from our maintenance worker that he is in our bucket truck on Vine Street, and somebody stole the bucket truck.
So he's still with the vehicle, and the vehicle's been taken?
Yeah.
Our maintenance man is in the rear.
Subject's now staying in the vehicle, is now by the Veterans Hospital.
Yeah. We've lost contact with the employee.
Everything turned out fine, but the guy drove it.
Ooh, that is scary.
5 miles before he crashed it.
Ooh, he crashed it?
Yeah.
The
guy's still in the bucket when it happened. Yeah.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, it is. It's a little bit weird, but anyway, so we got that happening.
Mm.
And then there's a guy who accidentally shot himself and his wife while discussing church shootings at a church in Tennessee.
What?
Oh.
Yep. Guy in his 80s accidentally discharged his gun during a luncheon at the First United Methodist Church.
Ooh.
Yeah. See, here's the deal. As they were cleaning up from the luncheon, okay?
Okay.
They start discussing this very situation.
Right.
You know, shootings that have happened at churches. That's when the man removed his handgun and began to show it to some of the men at church. Now, before showing the gun to him, he removed the magazine, cleaned the chamber, okay, which is what you ought to do.
Right.
Then when he was finished with that discussion, he puts the magazine back in, apparently loading another round.
Oh.
Later, however, somebody else comes up and says, oh, I missed the discussion.
Yeah, let me see your gun.
Exactly. Mm. And the guy obliged, pulling the gun out and saying, with this loaded indicator, I can tell you it's not loaded.
But it was.
Then he pulled the trigger.
Oh, that was dumb.
That put a bullet through his hand.
Okay.
Ended up in his wife's abdomen.
Oh, my gosh.
She's okay, but again.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
And
for all the folks who are, you know, gun folks are going, well, you know, they understand what the safety issues are. This guy did.
Yeah.
He just wasn't paying attention. So.
Ugh.
Well, that's still not safe anyways, just be pulling the trigger.
I agree. If he says, I missed the discussion, say, well, sorry, we'll pick it up again some other time.
Yeah.
Info?
Mation.
Okay, we got to figure out how to give away these, turned around and saw these what do you call it, mouse pads?
Yeah, or multi-use units.
I don't know.
Multi-use units.
Yeah. Should we just lay them up on the counter and have people come like the Oklahoma Land Rush?
Yeah, there you go.
That sounds
first serve.
Good.
I know the front desk ladies would love that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see how that works. We'll see.
During the year-end closeout, Tom Light Chevrolet will not be undersold. Now get employee pricing on a new 2017 Chevy car or truck. You pay what our employees pay for the best deal of the year. We're pulling out all the stops. Hurry, huge selection, employee pricing, and outstanding service. Tom Light Chevrolet, we will not be undersold. During the year-end closeout, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet at Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads. Available on select 2017 Chevrolet models. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Attention homeowners and renters affected by Hurricane Harvey, if you need more information about the FHA Disaster Relief Program, the 203H that allows homeowners and renters unbelievable opportunities for home ownership after the devastation of Hurricane Harvey, call me, Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Remember, this program allows you, the borrower, to rebuild or purchase a new home if you own or rent it in the federally declared disaster areas with no down payment and only a minimum credit score of 600. I also have down payment assistance programs and tax credits available for anyone wanting to purchase a home, even if you weren't affected by Hurricane Harvey. Remember, you get to choose your lender. So please, don't hesitate to contact me, Janelle Carver, or my team at Cornerstone Home Lending to see what you can qualify for. NMLS 208153. Cornerstone Home Lending, a faster, better way to mortgage.
Hey, good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's, let me see. It's the 20th, huh?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
324, 41 of them to go. We got 41 days to go. Okay, so today is beautiful day.
Beautiful day.
Beautiful day. Okay. In every way, shape, and form, the world is filled with ugliness. So today, we think about the beautiful things in the world.
Aww.
Isn't that nice? It's also Name Your PC Day.
Mm. I have some names for it, but we can't
say,
share them.
I know, that's probably right. It's not, you know, you don't pat your computer on the top of the tower every day saying you perform so well. It's when it's doing something stupid.
Yeah.
Because you're probably doing something stupid. Because it says, I'm only doing what you told me to do. So there. So name your PC day if you want to do it. It's Absurdity Day.
That is absurd.
Day. It is. I don't know what the page I went to is in a foreign language, so I don't know what that means. So we'll just say it's Absurd Day, and we'll move on with birthdays.
Birthdays for today. We got some good ones, actually, for today, believe it or not. 5 Seconds of Summer guitarist Michael Clifford is turning 22
that's who
today.
I would have started
22.
With.
Yeah. So
what is 5 Seconds of Summer?
They're like a, I don't know, boy.
They must
pop
be. Yeah.
Band.
If Chelsea's surprised that person's 22, then yeah, you're probably right.
I don't know if I've ever heard any of their music.
They're okay, yeah, I guess, right, but I don't have any of it pulled up. So we'll have to listen to it later.
No worries.
Dan Bird is turning 32. He plays Travis Cobb on Cougar Town. I don't know if anybody ever watches that show.
I do watch Cougar Town.
Do you really?
It's funny.
So,
yeah.
There you go. Future is turning 34 today.
Future?
Yeah. Sierra's baby daddy.
On the new Taylor Swift album.
Yeah. So there you go. Okay. Two things to love him for.
Exactly.
Andrea Riseborough is turning 36. Now, she played Tom Cruise's girlfriend or wife or whatever on Oblivion, if you've seen that movie, and Michael Keaton's girlfriend in Birdman, which Birdman, really good movie.
Interesting. Yeah.
Nadine Velasquez is turning 39. She played Catalina on My Name is Earl. Have you ever watched that? She was also one of the wives on The League on FX.
Okay.
I think she was Ruxin's wife on The League, so if you ever watched that. Country singer Josh Turner is turning 40 today.
There's a long black train.
So that was his first hit.
Yeah, good, yeah, absolutely.
So anyways, he is turning 40 today, so congratulations to him. Dierks Bentley is turning 42. Oh, I don't have any Dierks pulled up.
What? You had that guy? Yeah. You didn't have Dierks Bentley?
No, I don't have any Dierks pulled up. There are a lot of good singers today.
Yeah, there are.
But Dierks Bentley, there's plenty of songs that My Last Name is one of them. Gosh, there's a lot. Joel McHale is turning 46.
Okay.
Now, he was host of The Soup
back
in the day, kind of Tosh.0 before Tosh.0, I think.
A
Jeff
cleaner,
Winger.
A little cleaner, too.
Jeff Winger on Community. And did you know that he played football at the University of Washington?
I did. He's a tall guy.
Wow.
Yeah. He played tight end.
He's about 6'3", 6'4", something
like that. I think he was a walk-on. I don't think he played for very long. Yeah.
Cool.
Callie Thorne, turning 48, plays Danny Santino on Necessary Roughness, if you watch that. Mike D is turning 52 of the Beastie Boys.
Wow.
And I don't have any Beastie Boys pulled up either, so you're welcome, Scott. That would really get you pumped.
It would.
Let's see here. Sean Young is turning 58 today.
Oh, yeah.
Now, she played the captain or whatever on Ace Ventura Pet Detective 1.
Oh, sure. Okay.
She was also the android in Blade Runner that Harrison Ford fell in love with or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Bo Derek is turning 61 today.
Whoa!
Did you know that her and John Corbett are married? John Corbett from Sex and the City, My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Okay.
He's quite a bit younger than she is,
yeah.
I think.
Uh-huh.
Joe Walsh.
Speaking of Cougar Town.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. Joe Walsh is turning 70 today.
Collecting bad.
Life's been good to me so far. So,
kind of
Joe
like
Walsh.
The James Gang, actually, before he even did the Eagle thing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, back in the day.
Way back in the day.
So, anyways, Scott always prefers him back
the,
when.
The old guys, yeah.
Yeah, 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 there you go. Veronica Hamill turning 74, Hill Street Blues.
Yep.
Joe Biden turning 75 today.
Hey, all right.
So, congrats. Norman Greenbaum is turning 75, Spirit in the Sky.
I got some of him. Yeah. That's the only song he ever had, I think. I'm
yeah,
not sure, but it's okay.
It was a big hit back in 69, though.
Well, it's amazing. He had an anthology, which when you only have one hit song, I don't know how you do an anthology.
You could do that.
But, yeah, that's fine. It's okay.
I did have him pulled up, by the
way.
Oh,
sorry.
So you just took it away from
me.
And Dick Smothers is turning 78. Smothers Brothers.
Which one is he? Do we
Smothers
know?
Brothers.
There's one that had a mustache and there's one that didn't.
I don't think he was the one with the...
Okay.
Well, they both have mustaches now.
Oh, do they?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm confused.
That's
so anyways, he's turning 78 today.
There you go. All right, 621.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Hey, special shout out today to Jackson Jester. Now, he's in seventh grade. He goes to Georgia's Peachtree Charter Middle School. Now, he was reprimanded recently when he decided to wear a T-shirt that mocked fake news CNN during a class trip to fake news CNN Atlanta headquarters. Now, in a blog post, his father wrote, "Well, this year when the CNN tour was announced, my son Jackson asked me if I could purchase FNN, Fake News Network, a shirt for him to wear on his field trip. We received a phone call from the principal at middle school this morning informing us that he was forced to change his shirt." He wrote, "I am disappointed by the hypocrisy of this decision." By the way, Jeff Zucker, even kids in middle school know that your network is fake, Fake News Network. This is CNN. And to Jackson, you keep spreading the truth. Good job.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
My friends at LifeLock.com, they want to remind you there is a lot more to identity theft than you may have thought. Now, monitoring your credit or checking your bank statements may offer you some protection, but they only offer a limited view of what's actually going on with your identity. Now, you may not be able to detect if your personal information is for sale, for example, on the dark web, or if someone gets a payday loan in your name, or even if a thief is taking over your 401k or your bank account. But that's why there's LifeLock.com. Now, they use proprietary technology to alert you to a wider range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, well, one of their U.S.-based identity restoration specialists will work to fix it for you. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor every transaction of every business, but with LifeLock, they're by far the best. Well, you'll see more identity threats than you may otherwise miss. Join now. You get a 10% discount just by using the promo code Hannity. 1-800-LIFELOCK or LifeLock.com. Promo code Hannity to save 10%. That's LifeLock.com.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in College Station? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the College Station area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. College Station is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text HOME to 99,000. Seating is extremely limited. Text HOME to 99,000 right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Text HOME to 99,000. That's HOME to 99,000.
625, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, okay, another big weekend of professional football. Chelsea, you haven't told us how you're doing in your fantasy.
Ooh, game. I won again this week.
You're getting tough to live with.
Yeah.
You're flaunting that, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, is there money involved?
No, there's not. No. There's not. Just remember, you guys, I started 0-3 on the season.
No, we didn't remember, but glad.
I just wanted to remind you. I do think the person I'm playing might have one more game tonight. I do too. I have someone playing in tonight's game, but I'm projected to win.
Wait a minute. How do they project? Who's projecting that?
Fantasy football.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
Matthew Berry. His other buddies, okay. If you're playing ESPN, they basically look at the matchups and they say, all right, we think this person is going to perform this well. And, of course, they get points based off of that, so they have projected points.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't talked to his mom
in
a while.
I left a lot of points on my bench this week, but I'm still winning. So if I win this week, I am 7-4 on the season.
So how many players do you pick on your team each week? Or how many players are eligible to get points?
Well, it all depends. It depends on what kind of league you're in. Now, at least with ESPN, which is what I play, but some people play like Yahoo and things like that, you can have different leagues with different players. So you have a certain amount of slots for, say, running backs.
Okay.
Or there will be one slot, at least on my big league, that's running back / wide receiver. So you can put a running back or a receiver in there. You got one quarterback. And then some leagues you'll have defensive players. Some leagues don't.
My league just has a defensive team. So the Cowboys got me -2 points last night.
Yeah, well, that's
why?
That was your problem for picking the Cowboys, Chelsea.
Well, I had the Broncos at the beginning of the year.
Oh.
They start, so the way the defenses start or work, they start at 10 points. And then every time the other team scores, you lose points, but then you can gain points by getting interceptions or recovering fumbles, defensive plays. But it's too hard to actually have like defensive players and be able to get points from them. So they just do a team defense.
And so
slot.
You can only have one quarterback and only X number of running backs.
I only have one. Kicker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can have a kicker, but with my league, we have three defensive players. We used to have one defensive lineman, one linebacker, and then just regular defensive player. But we've got three. So generally, you get the linebackers because they make the most amount of tackles.
So there's different ways to play.
So within all of this, what you do is everybody puts their roster into a computer under a program, and the program then generates a report at the end of the day.
Yep.
Pretty much the way it works.
Yep.
You couldn't do this without computers, could you?
And then,
they used to do it before computers.
Oh, I know they did, but I mean now it would just be crazy because people are in multiple leagues, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, all right, so Zach, have you got any money riding on anything?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's probably legal. It may not.
I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and
Chelsea,
incriminate myself.
Chelsea, on the other hand, will just lord
Scott.
Over the other people and go, look what I did.
Hey,
right?
And you know the name of my team, right? No, the name of my team is Chelsea and the Boys.
Oh, see? Perfect. All right.
Because I'm the only girl in my league.
Oh, yeah. If you win this, this will be.
You're in a league of your own, Chelsea.
Yeah, there we go. And only girl, and again, like I said, started 0-3. So and it's my first year playing ever.
So yeah, see, you got it. If you win this thing, you need to retire.
After the first year, for sure. I'm never playing again.
No way you can do it again. All right, 6:29. Let's check some weather, shall we? High temperature today. It's going to be nice. It's going to be 67 degrees with winds out of the east. It's just we got to get through kind of chilly morning here, and that's it. And then it starts to warm up for 48 hours. Because tonight we'll be down around 50 degrees, and then tomorrow it's 75. Then it cools down again. Yep, Wednesday, we got 64 for our high, but Wednesday night, it's 40. That may be the coolest night in quite a while. And actually, when this next frontal passage comes, we're going to have some winds. Winds gusting up to about 20 miles an hour. That'll probably happen sometime during the day on Wednesday, so look forward to that. And then as we move on through the week, pretty okay temperatures with lots of sunshine headed all the way into the weekend. Right now, winds out of the east at 5, 71% relative humidity, and we've got fair skies, and it's 45 out there.
I'm Rosa Kay with Your Money Now. The Keystone XL pipeline section that runs from Alberta to Oklahoma and Illinois remains closed after operator TransCanada revealed last week that a leak had dumped over 200,000 gallons of oil in South Dakota. Additional equipment and workers continue to be dispatched to the site. The situation may affect a crucial decision in Nebraska, where regulators could announce today whether they'll approve or deny a permit for a Keystone XL extension. This Thanksgiving weekend is projected to bring out the highest number of American travelers since 2005. AAA says 51 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from their homes for the holiday, a 3% increase since last year and the highest number overall in 12 years. Trade Group Airlines for America expects the busiest air travel day to be the Sunday after Thanksgiving. The retail sector gained and crude oil prices advanced, but stocks turned south by Friday's close. The Dow was off nearly 100 points. The NASDAQ gave back 10 and the S&P shed 7. Futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $24 a month, under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 45 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Another large development is coming to East Bryan. That's after the city council approved turning land bordered by Boonville, Briarcrest, and Green Valley into a mix of residential, retail, and office space. The council agreed with a Planning and Zoning Commission addition. Staff planner Stephanie Dolan says that limits land next to Wheeler Ridge to single-family homes and or senior-assisted living with a maximum height of 2 stories.
And that was in response to different concerns cited by citizens, both written and oral at different P&Z meetings.
Councilman Buffy Simic, who lives in Wheeler Ridge, was going to vote against the proposal until he heard the updated plan.
I just want to thank P&Z for their hard work and what they've done. They spent a lot of time and effort, and they made sure they wanted to get it right. I had a lot of concerns coming into this today. With the presentation that I received, I just got to be honest, I changed my mind.
10 acres of the 52-acre site, known as the Trafalgar, will be as park space and for flood control. Developers can clear out 20% of the park space. College Station City Manager says progress is being made to resolve frustrations that a majority of the city council expressed with development of a new police headquarters.
The design that we had originally taken to them met the budget. They wanted to change those exterior materials, and some of those materials are expensive. So we're working to modify some of those materials. I saw an iteration of that yesterday, and I think we're getting there.
City Manager Kelly Templin, during an appearance on our show, illustrated the need for more space.
I was happy enough to enjoy Thanksgiving luncheon with the police department staff yesterday, and they're stacked on top of each other. We have literally converted every closet in that building into an office. So we need to do something. You know, that building has not changed in 30 years, and the staff has tripled in that time.
Templin says he'll be the last person to ask the council for more money on what is currently a $28 million project. Human remains were found in College Station Saturday morning as part of a police investigation into a missing persons report. The remains were found in the area of Welburn and Navarro, then sent to a medical examiner for identification and a cause of death. The search is still on for the driver of a pickup that did not stop after striking three people in the Northgate District early Sunday morning. All three were treated at the hospital for injuries not believed to be life-threatening. A description of the truck, including a possible license plate, is online at WTAW.com. Witnesses told College Station police the pedestrians were in or near the crosswalk in the exit ramp that leads from westbound University to Welburn when they were struck. 15 months after Bryan police recovered 9 rifles and shotguns that were taken from one apartment, 2 local men have been arrested. 30-year-old Donald Chapel Jr. of Bryan was charged with theft of a firearm, smuggling firearms, and possessing prohibited weapons. 21-year-old Brock Birkins of Bryan was charged with tampering with ID numbers and tampering with evidence. According to the arrest report, a confidential informant provided suspect information. There's a plea agreement in one of 2 sexual assault cases filed in Brazos County involving a man from north of San Antonio. According to the district attorney's office, both victims agreed to the punishment given to 29-year-old Bill Veers III of Spring Branch. He was sentenced to 2 years in prison and was ordered to register as a sex offender. Both of the attacks were reported 4 years ago. Veers admitted to assaulting a woman who was 22 at the time. The second case involving a Texas A&M student in her dorm room was dismissed by prosecutors due to insufficient evidence. The prosecutor in both cases said it was during the investigation of what happened at A&M that led to the discovery of the other victim. The Federal Office of Compliance has paid more than $17 million over the last 20 years to resolve claims of sexual harassment, pay disputes, and other workplace violations filed by congressional employees.
Well, actually, I was shocked. I had no idea that that kind of dollar value had been paid out. I did know that we had one Texas member that had had a settlement with an employee over sexual harassment allegations.
Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, during his weekly Washington update on WTAW, joined those who are upset about federal tax money being spent on settlements.
It frosts my rear, too.
The compliance office protects more than 30,000 legislative branch employees nationwide. A Bryan School District Committee has issued 2 proposals for next year's calendar. You can vote online at bryanisd.org through Tuesday after Thanksgiving. Then the board will consider action in December. The calendar options include the first week of school going either 4 or 5 days, having a Thanksgiving break that is either 3 days or 1 week, and a Good Friday weekend that is either 3 or 4 days. Both options have the same date for the last day of school and the same date for high school graduation. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 45 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ill advice number 70. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, but does it really? Protect yourself from ill advice. CHI St. Joseph Health's primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same-day or next-day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Do apples make a difference? Unmask the whole truth and schedule an appointment today at chistjoseph.org/illadvice.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Howdy, this is G. Guerrieri, head soccer coach of the SEC champion Texas Aggies. I'm hosting a charity golf tournament to help kids here in the Brazos Valley, and I hope you'll get your friends together and come play golf with us on December 11th at Traditions Club. Just go to CoachG.com and click on the golf link to play in the Cavalry Youth Charity Golf Classic, presented by Accenture and Bryan Broadcasting. Thanks and gig 'em.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, award-winning in the best of the Brazos. Home to over 8 acres of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Invite you to buy now and save now on great Kubota products. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L4701F 47.3-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot land pride shredder, and a 5-foot box blade with teeth. Plus a $500 instant rebate and a $500 two implement rebate, all for only $22,195. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service. Be sure to ask about zero down and 0% financing on most new Kubota products. Trade-ins welcome, free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. For a huge selection and great prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, take a short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Good morning. It's 640. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore, your local Nationwide agents, part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore, 979-776-1900 today. That's Nationwide on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here are the numbers.
Large area of high pressure will continue to build our way, and that system is going to be responsible for sunshine today. There will be some passing clouds. All in all, we're partly to mostly sunny and 65 to 70. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy with temperatures between 50 and 55. Partly sunny day tomorrow, high 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, close to 50. Wednesday, we'll have sunshine. Highs Wednesday between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're going to be talking Aggie football's big win over Ole Miss on Saturday. Coach Kevin Sumlin, his defense pitched a shutout in the second half. He was asked about it. He said it's all about the adjustments.
There were some adjustments by our coaches that turned out to be great decisions, and our players executed.
And defensively, the Aggies played much, much better in that second half, a big reason for the win. So we'll hear a little bit more from Coach about that coming up, as well as Aggie soccer finally saw its great season come to an end. They lost out on penalty kicks on the shootout to Notre Dame on Friday night. So we'll touch a little bit about Aggie soccer falling in the second round of the NCAA tournament, and also plenty of NFL, NBA, all the stuff that Scott loves. All that more coming up in sports.
So the LSUs are playing at night again, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be a night game.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty crazy.
Well, and again, as we've described, it's probably in the public interest of the people of Baton Rouge that they go ahead and do that. Because that way, well, you know.
They don't go out after the game?
Yeah, because, I mean, they have a tendency to probably rampage after they've been celebrating or you know, whatever.
I wonder what would be worse, to be in the middle of Baton Rouge following an LSU win or an LSU loss.
I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Are you going to be there?
Yep.
Have you ever been?
Not for football.
Okay.
I've been to Baton Rouge with volleyball.
Okay.
So I have like walked around campus and whatnot, but no, I've never been in this situation.
Well, me and Chelsea were talking about, I'm going to be there too.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be in the press box.
It's
and
different.
I'm not going to be out in the stands.
It's different.
I haven't been to many games in the stands, but Baton Rouge was one.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I'll tell you a real quick story.
Okay.
Story time.
All right.
Yes.
Yep. I'm off doing the broadcast of Lamar and Southern Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Lamar's not a big school, so they could afford to fly one way, but they bust back.
Okay. Interesting.
Really?
Okay.
But
gotcha.
They decided that they'd reward the players by letting them stay in New Orleans. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'm a brand new dad. Okay. My young one is like 3 months old.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing I really want to be doing is staying in New Orleans. I want to go home.
Right. Yeah.
So I go to the New Orleans bus station. Well, an LSU game has just gotten out.
Okay.
Okay. And to get to Beaumont, I had to go through Baton Rouge because buses are buses.
Right.
And I'm on the bus with drunken LSU fans,
oh, man,
who have just defeated Tulane.
Oh.
And it was a party bus, and I really just wanted to get home.
A party bus
really,
before
really
party buses were a thing.
Exactly. And so, I mean, that's the way they behave when they're in a group just on a bus.
Right.
So I can imagine if you put them in a whole big city, and you know that if they're LSU fans, even if they didn't go to the school, they know exactly where and how to party.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so,
yeah.
But the best thing you can do, and that's one of the great things I got to do, is go to Baton Rouge, and the Aggies actually won the game.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen very often.
No.
So,
no. Has just, it for a long time, anyways.
Yeah. Well, not just for Aggies. It's tough to win over there.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Oh, yeah,
but for
sure.
But for it to be at night, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm excited. It'll be fun. Yeah,
it'll be a great,
experience.
Different atmosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's for sure. Okay, great, different atmosphere. Well, let's start this way. Let's start with the president and the basketball thing.
Yes.
Because
yeah.
it's just become.
President
right.
Trump responded, tweeting, "Now that the three basketball players are out of China and saved from years in jail, LeVar Ball, the father of LiAngelo, is unaccepting of what I did for his son, and that shoplifting is no big deal. I should have left them in jail." Now, that has prompted all sorts of reaction, including this from Democrat Congressman Adam Schiff, who tweeted, "The president would have left American students in a foreign jail because their families didn't lavish sufficient praise on him. How can someone in such a big office be so small?"
Be so small.
So small.
I don't know. Look.
Yeah.
If he just hadn't tweeted that out.
Right.
Then I think a whole lot of people could be on the president's side.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because LeVar Ball is not somebody a lot of people like.
Right.
So right now you've got two people who a lot of people don't like.
Who are at each other.
Yeah. And it's silly.
Just, we got other things to do.
Trump.
And of course, he had other things to say as well.
He did. So before he came out with those tweets, this one, of course, anytime he's tweeting about Hillary Clinton, it's entertaining. "Crooked Hillary Clinton is the worst and biggest loser of all time. She just can't stop, which is so good for the Republican Party. Hillary, get on with your life and give it another try in 3 years." Oh, and then just a little while ago, after the shoplifting tweet, he said, "Big game trophy decision will be announced next week, but will be very hard-pressed to change my mind that this horror show in any way helps conservation of elephants or any other animal." So, speaking about the elephant drama
that's going on right now.
Yep. "Border Patrol officer killed at the southern border, another badly hurt. We will seek out and bring to justice those responsible. We will and must build the wall." And then he had something to say about Marshawn Lynch about an hour ago. He said, "Marshawn Lynch of the NFL's Oakland Raiders stands for the Mexican anthem and sits down to booze for our national anthem. Great disrespect. Next time NFL should suspend him for remainder of the season. Attendance and ratings way down." And then just 51 minutes ago, he tweeted, "Under President Trump, employment rate will drop below 4%. Analysts predict economic boom for 2018. And then he tweeted that at Fox and Friends and Varney Company.
All right. So he doesn't say under me. He says under President Trump.
Under President Trump, which I believe is what those outlets are saying.
Okay,
but he just wanted to make sure we knew.
Yep.
Third person.
That's right. Way to go. Nice job.
Yeah.
All right. For his part, Missouri GOP Senator Roy Blunt talked about on Meet the Press yesterday about changes needed in the protocol for sexual harassment or sexual misconduct on Capitol Hill. He said, quote, "In the current law, if you report harassment, you're the one who has to go into 20 hours of counseling before you can decide whether you were really harassed or not."
Really?
And that's totally inappropriate. Yeah, exactly. And he said, "My chief of staff's a woman. My legislative director's a woman. My press person is a woman. You wouldn't want to have an environment where you couldn't have the best people come and we could put them together in a working group. We propose changing our rules so their mandatory orientation toward these things would be positive." And again, you're right. If you are going to charge a person with sexual harassment and they say, "Well, yeah, you can, but first you have to go through 20 hours of training and then decide if you've been harassed." No.
Mm-mm.
No. Don't think so. Anyway, and then one last piece of fallout. The Mark Twain Award, I think, is being given to David Letterman tonight. It's a comedy award. Al Franken had spoken at that presentation. They cut him out of the broadcast.
Ooh.
Yeah, cut him out of that broadcast tonight. So
cut old Al right out of
little ramifications of that stuff. All right, that's it. 6:48.
Tax reform? Who knows? Your tax experts at Bottom Line Bookkeeping will have all of the answers to your questions. Don't hesitate to call. We will keep you posted. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, celebrating 35 years of business in the Brazos Valley. Voted best of the Brazos for 13 years.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
There's a handful of horticultural facts that could save Texas gardeners a lot of frustrations. Since we're coming toward another growing season in just a couple of months, I thought this might be a great time to step back and look at gardening fundamentals. I'll be back with details right after this important message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Want to save some money on it? First book, regular price $31.95 plus tax and postage. Second and third books sent to the same address, only $26.95. It makes a wonderful gift. Remember, this book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. This book is a quarter century newer. The one reference book that'll cover everything you need. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out of my office, and every book goes out signed, personally inscribed if you wish. Remember, for a limited time, $31.95 for the first book, $26.95 for the second and third. 800-752-GROW. Call 9 to 5 weekdays, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. If we're going to talk about gardening fundamentals, let's start out with your local hardiness zone. Skipping the technicalities, this is a zoning map from the federal government that gives a predicted low temperature for every county in the United States. You can find out your county and your hardiness zone by doing a search on the web for USDA Plant Hardiness Zone Map. That's the United States Department of Agriculture, USDA Plant Hardiness Zone Map, and then you want to click on it. Nursery plants will show their hardiness zones on their labels. You're going to see in Texas labels that will be for Zone 6 and 7 and 8 and 9. And you need to make sure that you choose a number that is equal to your local area or a smaller number. In other words, a Zone 6 plant will grow in Zone 7, but a Zone 8 plant probably would freeze in Zone 7. You need to look at your native soils. With the exception of some of the sandy soils in deep east Texas, much of Texas is covered by alkaline soils. Much of Texas is covered with clay soils. You need to know what properties your soil has before you start choosing the plants to grow in that soil. We need to think about our Texas growing seasons. The word is plural because, unlike the North, Texas has two distinct growing seasons. We have spring and we have fall. They're separated on one end by the winter, but summer also causes many of our plants to go essentially dormant as well. And you need to know when your average killing freeze is for your part of the state. And that is really a very important date. You don't want to rush the season too much. You want to plant a lot of things right about the average date of the last killing freeze. And you need to time your fall plantings for annual color and for fall vegetables to be sure that your garden is productive before the first freeze occurs. You can find maps of that sort from Texas A&M and other places online. You need to know the best plants for your region. There's a big group of plants, but the list would include things like oaks, and also you might want to include cedar elms, pecans, Chinese pistachios. It really depends on where you are in the state. In terms of shrubs, hollies are good in much of the state. Junipers are good everywhere that they have full sun. Nandinas are as well. Abelias are as well. You know what you need to do? You need to talk to a nurseryman in your area and get specific advice for each plant that you're going to be setting out. You need to ask questions before you buy them. I'm Neil Sperry. The worst pruning decisions will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, Fighting Texas Aggie football got back on the win wagon Saturday, holding off Ole Miss 31-24 out in Oxford. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin after the victory.
You know, anytime you go on the road in the SEC and win, you got to be happy about it, and particularly in the West. So We weren't perfect, but I thought our guys played really hard. And, you know, I'm happy for them.
Now, after giving up 24 points in the first half, the Aggie defense actually pitched a shutout in the second half. Coach Kevin Sumlin gave credit to the players and the coaching staff for the adjustments.
Our defense did a nice job in the second half of really creating more negative yardage plays. Sacks forced the issue a little bit with the quarterback, and that translated into really them not putting any points on the board in the second half and giving us a chance to win. So there were some adjustments by our coaches that turned out to be great decisions, and our players executed.
Now, offensively, Aggie quarterback Nick Starkle had a pretty big night, throwing for 272 yards, and he accounted for two scores as the Aggies improved to 7-4 on the season. They'll wrap up the regular season this Saturday when they head to Baton Rouge to take on LSU. Elsewhere around Aggie land, Texas A&M soccer saw its tremendous season come to an end Friday, falling to Notre Dame in penalty kicks at Ellis Field. The Maroon and White wrap up the year at 18-2-2 overall. In the pool, the Texas A&M women's swimming and diving team won three events, highlighted by Lisa Bratton breaking her own school record in the 200 IM Saturday en route to winning the Art Adamson Invitational at the Student Rec. And out on the basketball court, the Aggie men rolled over UC Santa Barbara 84-65 Friday. The guys will be in Brooklyn tonight to kick things off for the Legends Classic against Oklahoma State. Tip-off is set for 6 o'clock at the Barclays Center. Broadcast will be right here on WTAW. The Houston Texans finally put a stop to a three-game skid with a 31-21 win over the Arizona Cardinals yesterday. Tom Savage had a nice bounce-back performance, throwing for 230 yards and two touchdowns.
It feels awesome, you know. I mean, it's hard to win in this league. I mean, that's just, you're looking out there and you're throwing against Patrick Peterson and you got the Honey Badger out there. It's just like, at the same time, you take a step back and you look at it from a fan perspective and you're like, this is awesome, you know, and it feels great when you win. And like I said, it's tough to do it, but we found a way to make it happen.
Now, Savage got by with some help from running back Dante Foreman, who rumbled for 65 yards and two touchdowns as the Texans improved to 4-6. Meanwhile, it was a different week. Same story for the Dallas Cowboys, who got spanked by the Philadelphia Eagles 37-9 last night. Dak Prescott had his worst game as a pro, throwing for 145 yards and three interceptions.
Yeah, we're not moving the ball. We're not doing the things that we need to do. Simple as that. I mean, run game gets going, pass game's not. So, I mean, we've got to find a way to be balanced and be more consistent in both at the same time.
Dak and the boys fall to 5-5 on the year. Of course, they'll be in action Thanksgiving Day. Now, tonight's game has the Seattle Seahawks playing host to the Atlanta Falcons. Kickoff for that one is slated for 7:25 with broadcast over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Martin Truex Jr. earned his first NASCAR Cup championship with his eighth win of the season, holding off Kyle Busch at Homestead Miami Speedway. Busch finished second in the race for Joe Gibbs Racing as Toyota went 1-2 in the finale to complete its season of dominance. Dale Earnhardt Jr. was 25th in his final NASCAR race before retiring. And after taking yesterday off, both the Spurs and the Mavericks are back on the floor tonight. San Antonio is at home, hosting Atlanta at 7:30, and Dallas entertains red-hot Boston at 7:30 as well. Now the Celtics, by the way, are riding an NBA-high 15-game win streak. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Santa's Wonderland celebrates 20 years deep in the heart of Christmas.
I get excited when we go to Santa's Wonderland. Sometimes my mommy takes me, and sometimes my Gigi takes me. When I get there, I like running and playing with the snow coming down. Oh, there's the reindeer and the candy canes, and Santa Claus is there. I love Santa's Wonderland.
Share the Texas Christmas spirit at Santa's Wonderland, open daily November 10th through January 7th.
Join us at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum on November 30th at 5:30 p.m. to light the center's community Christmas tree. Modeled after the tree lighting ceremony that takes place annually on the White House grounds, the ceremony will include musical entertainment, a celebrity guest tree lighter, and public reception. Throughout the month, people are encouraged to take their family pictures in front of the beautifully decorated tree. For more information, visit bush41.org and click on the events tab.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage.
Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Joe Gibbs is a fascinating guy, you know?
I mean,
he won, what, two or three Super Bowls?
I think two.
Okay. He wins Super Bowls as a coach of the Washington Redskins and then decides he's going to go into NASCAR?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Well, you know, also Roger Staubach is big into racing, too.
Well, he ain't as big as Joe Gibbs, though. Yeah. I mean, did you say Gibbs' team won this year or they finished
second? Yeah, no, they won.
Yeah.
They won.
It would be interesting to have, I guess maybe there's an article about that, if what kind of leadership is different from being a football coach to being a race team.
Yeah, I would think it'd be less hands-on, but by the way, you were right, three Super Bowls.
Wow, amazing. All right, well, interesting guy. Hey, we're going to have pretty nice weather today, 67 for a high temperature today, about 75 for tomorrow. Now, it gets cool again on Wednesday night, just so you know, when we'll be down to about 40, but the rest of the week we'll be in the 70s with sunshine. It's 45 right now. And first in news, weather, and sports, WTAW. College Station Brian, you don't have to download an app anymore. Just go to RadioAggieland.com. Listen to us all around the world.